Democrats square off.
If you've got something to say, say it.
In debate over big money.
It is undermining American democracy.
Crime spree couple tracked down.
There were two police chases and then gunfire.
Super Bowl battle.
You ready?
You know it.
For advertisers.
Humor, celebrities, it's going to be a lot more fun.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just 4 days from the first presidential primary in New Hampshire, polls in the state show Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are the candidates to beat. CBS's Barry Bagnato says Hillary Clinton hopes last night's debate performance tightens her race with Sanders.
Let's talk about issues.
They did, often combatively. The prime focus, Wall Street and whether Clinton's too tied to it. Sanders won't say that, but suggests it.
Having a super PAC that raised $15 million from Wall Street, raised a whole lot of money from drug companies and other special interests.
She shot back, enough is enough.
It's time to end the very artful smear that you and your campaign have been carrying out.
Would she release transcripts of her speeches paid for by Goldman Sachs?
I don't know the status, but I will certainly look into it.
On foreign policy and terrorist threats, is he unprepared?
Secretary Clinton has more experience. That is not arguable.
Should the federal government intervene in the Flint water crisis, without mentioning President Obama's decision not to if they were in his chair?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The idea that there has not been a dramatic response is beyond comprehension.
Polls keep showing Sanders with a huge lead. Clinton came to the debate with gloves off, hoping to close the gap.
CBS's Major Garrett says the Republican frontrunner in New Hampshire is waging a verbal assault.
We're going to knock the out of ISIS. They're ripping the out of the sea. You can tell them to go themselves.
A profane but nevertheless funny Donald Trump energized a standing room only crowd Thursday night after cramming four mix and mingle events into a single day. By the time Trump hit the stage,
I've done five of these today in different forms. Do you think this is fun?
He appeared winded.
Do you think this is fun?
Ted Cruz also grew exasperated by a question about his dual Canadian citizenship.
Sir, okay, next question.
And Chris Christie teed off on a voter in Keene.
I don't understand a damn thing you just said.
Marco Rubio is the candidate in motion.
The next president, Marco Rubio.
But the first-time senator also faced questions about his experience, or lack of it.
No one running for president has presidential experience. Being president is nothing like being governor. It's nothing like being a senator.
One possible source of anxiety, voter volatility. 59% of likely Republican voters remain undecided.
And a just-released national poll from Quinnipiac University gives Trump a 9-point edge over Cruz and Clinton up by just 2 points over Sanders. In December, she had a 31-point lead. A violent end of the line for a couple police called a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. It happened overnight in the Florida Panhandle when Blake Fitzgerald and Brittany Harper were confronted and in a shootout with police. Fitzgerald was killed. CBS's David Begno is in Milton, Florida.
They reportedly committed a crime in Joplin, Missouri, where they're from. And apparently they've been on the run ever since that crime was committed in Missouri. And they were just doing crime after crime, day after day after the last 6 days.
Most were abductions and robberies. Overseas, a UN panel has ruled WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is a victim of arbitrary detention at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And it says he should be freed and compensated. British authorities say it changes nothing. He'll be arrested if he leaves. He's wanted in Sweden for questioning in a sex crime case. Federal officials are urging people in Flint, Michigan to keep on using water filters that have been handed out. The EPA's Mark Durno says lead tests on filtered water have yielded better results.
Those filters should be continued to be used, and we are confident that they are removing lead from the water.
Brazil's sports minister says the Zika outbreak will not affect this summer's Olympic Games in Rio. For now, pregnant women have been advised not to travel to Zika areas in Central and South America. 12 cases have now been reported in Florida, which has declared a health emergency in a handful of counties. The leader of one of the most dynamic groups in music is gone.
Do you remember?
Maurice White of Earth, Wind & Fire was 74 years old and suffered from Parkinson's disease. Earth, Wind & Fire has sold more than 90 million albums over the years. Almost time to cue the music for Super Bowl 50, the Denver Broncos against the Carolina Panthers. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the contrast in quarterbacks.
For 26-year-old Carolina Panther quarterback Cam Newton, it is the beginning.
20, 10, touchdown Carolina.
Newton, in his fifth year, has been the league's top quarterback all season. He is making his first Super Bowl appearance.
For us, the ultimate goal for this sport is to win a Super Bowl.
But for 39-year-old Denver Bronco quarterback Peyton Manning, Sunday's game could be the end. Many believe Manning will retire after the game. He has been sidestepping the issue all week.
I haven't made my mind up, and I don't see myself knowing that until after the season.
For Cam Newton, this could be the first of many Super Bowl appearances. For Peyton Manning, this will be his fourth and possibly last. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
Well, the game is just part of the Super Bowl story. CBS's Heather Bosch has more on what we're going to see when there's a break in the action.
This year's ads turn up the humor.
Who's the genius who puts a girl in heels on a subway grate?
Miss Monroe, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry. Better?
Much better. Expect to see a lot of celebrities like Drake.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Cut! Just to add, device eligible for upgrade after 24 months.
That streaming music will incur data charges.
These changes don't ruin the song at all.
Animals? How about some singing sheep?
I spent all my years believing you. I just can't help it.
Advertisers are spending a record $377 million on Super Bowl ads this year. Natalie Zamuda is managing editor of Advertising Age.
It's a huge moment in time, and it gives them a lot of access to a huge audience that they wouldn't normally have, so it pays off.
Heather Bosch, CBS News.
It's party time in New Orleans. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen has our look at Mardi Gras.
This is the parade of the crew of muses.
A 26-float procession that has more than 80 units.
Mardi Gras guide publisher Arthur Hardy says this group includes more than 1,000 women riding on floats, throwing all sorts of things to the screaming crowds, including hand-decorated high-heel shoes. This party keeps going right through Fat Tuesday next week. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A starving, underweight sea lion looking for food turned up asleep in a booth at an oceanfront restaurant in La Jolla, California. The 8-month-old female was found when the owner opened up the place yesterday morning. She was taken to SeaWorld and is expected to survive. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.